This morning, Boker Tov, Gittin Avyad. Today's daf is Gittin Daf Tes. We left off on Ches and Beis. We're kind of dropped behind. We're by the two dots on Ches and Beis. It's actually a new Gemara. Ibayilu. What if, well, do we see these two dots? Tarabon. Eved Shevi Gittai, Vekasav by Atzma. That's where we left off, actually. Two lines before that. Tarabon. Eved Shevi Gittai, Vekasav by Atzmacha, Unachasai Kriyin Lach, Atzmaikana, Nachasmaikana. So we've been discussing for the first, the better part of the first seven bottom sechta, eight bottom sechta, we've been discussing the concept of a get that's brought from Dinas Yom. The shliach who brings it serves as an aid. He declares b'fan nechtav, b'fan nechtav, and that takes care of, according to Rabba Lishma, according to Rava, and according to Rabba, it takes care of, it's like a kiyam of the signatures, even though normally you need two aidim. It's a kula, mishim migun, and we say an aid echad's enough. So we're going to have the mission coming up in today's after daf tes, that the same halacha of to be mekayim the get works by get shichur as well, a get of emancipation, of freedom, a shtar for the eved kenani. Also, before nechtavana works to verify the signatures. We'll see more about that later. Our question is as follows: when it comes to mamonis, certainly, if you want to verify a shtar, you need two proper edim. You need two proper edim. You can't just have a shliach saying for nechtavana as eid echad, and that's going to verify a shtar of a monetary transaction. Over here, you have both. Over here, you have that the eved brought a get. And in the get it wrote, in the shtar, the master wrote to the Eved, you're nikna to yourself, and my nechasa. The master's giving him Eved his freedom, and he's giving various the assets to the Eved. So says the Braisa statement, that what's going to be is when the Eved declares, the Eved's bringing the get himself, and he declares, just like Anisha, who brings her own get, she could declare, this Eved is declaring, he's declaring it, and it works for himself, for his freedom, but not for the nechasa. Because the leniency of finechtam is only for get shechur, for get isha, not for monetary transactions. So for his own freedom it works, but not that he should be current to the assets. That's the price of statement, which is really a form of what we call palgina dibura. It's really a form of what we call palgina dibura, splitting his words. That's the Marzan referred to as that. Really, I was learning with the mechanics today, he pointed out, this is more in Lamdas, this would be more under the category of palgina nemanis. We're not splitting his words. We're just, his fanech fanechtam is what he said. He's thinking about both. We're believing him on half, and on the half, it's a little bit, it's a knach within Pagani Dibur. Okay, we're going to call it Pagani Dibur. Okay, that's the basic din of the Braisa. The Marina has a shayla. Ibailu. So Marina debates as follows. What happens if the master didn't split it up? He didn't say, write into the shtar, that you're cutting for yourself, Evan, and you're cutting my assets. That's splitting it up. What if he just writes, the master writes, all my nechasim are kriya to you. So he mixed together the Eved being kind himself with the being kind of the assets. What's the question? The question is, do we still view it? We strip it down. We view it as if the master is saying two things. You're kind of yourself and you're kind of the assets. And the b'fayinachta v'ayachtam is going to work for being kind of himself and not going to work for being kind of the assets, like we said, when the master splits it. Or do we say, no, we can't split it up. It's like one statement, which would lead us to a debate whether or not we believe the Eved, it works for b'fayinachta v'ayachtam or it doesn't work at all. That's the shayla. So I'm Rabbi. I suggest, since the Eved is kind of himself, he's believed in his b'fayinachta for himself to verify the shtar. He's believed also legabe the rest of the assets, and he's kind of everything. Amalei Rav says back, what do you mean? Bishlam atzmai likni midhavi gerisha el nechasim leilikni midhavi akim sharis b'alma. Rav says, what do you mean? You have to split the two concepts. Legabi believing, Legabi himself going free, that's similar to Gerisha. We have a concept for Nefanechtav. I understand why he should be believed. But Legabi being kind of assets, is regular Kim Shah's Bahama, since when is one aid believe? And therefore, Rav is essentially saying, within the words of Kol Nechasa Knilach, we say a palginan. We split up and say a palginan. The Eved, who's the Shliach, who's bringing his own shtar, he's believed on Farnachtav Legabi is freedom, but not Legabi the assets. We're splitting in half within the statement of Kol Nechasa Knilach. Abaye seemed to say that it's all or none. And so far, Abaye said it's all. He's kind of everything. And we believe him. So Hadar Abaye. Abaye then tweaks and switches opinion and goes the other direction. Tosis points out that Abaye is not really responding to Rava's taina. Rava is saying you should split it. Legabi, what he's believed, he's believed. Legabi, what he's not believed, We don't accept the Fanaf and Echtav. Abai is not agreeing to the split. Abai is just, maybe something Rav has said, provoked him, but Abai is switching and saying, instead of saying it's all, I'm saying it's none. Says Abai, Hadar Abai, Mitaychle Kanach Chasim, since he cannot be Kanach Chasim, because Kim Shteris requires to aid him, and he's not to aid him, he can't be Kanach Chasim, therefore also Lekan Asma, he's not Kanach himself either. So Abai just, if you jump into the bottom of Jesus, to our Jesus, he says, not because of Rav's Kasha. Because Abai is not answering Rav's kasha. Rav is okay to split, and Abai is not okay to split it. Abai just switched from not splitting it and saying that he's kind himself and the assets, to saying he's not kind of the assets and therefore he's not kind himself. And so Abai just switched sides, which direction he's going. And the reason, if you look at the last verse of Jesus, is the Yad Balashtar Al-Tatayna. The reason why Abai switched to go the other way is because at the end of the day, the Yad Balashtar is Al-Tatayna. The one who's holding a star, he has the lower hand to unless the star says clearly what he's kind, he's not kind. Over here, it's the gabi the assets, the gabi the monetary kinyan. His b'fayin echtav b'fayin echtav really doesn't work, and once it doesn't work for that, Abai who says we don't split it is going to say it doesn't work for him being kind himself either. Okay, says the Gemara. Amli Abai again address. I'm sorry, Amli Rava. Rava again addresses Abai and says, I don't understand. Split it. Bishlam nechasim elikni midahave kiv shas alma elatz elikni midahave agarisha bishlama in the nechasim. There's no kinyan because it's regular kiyum shtar. Kiyum shtar needs to aid him, and this shliach himself is not going to be believed. This is not going to be believed. This evet, but the gavi himself, he should be kinda like kita isha, where we say a woman's believed to bring her own gad and say for nef and echtav. So too the evet should be believed to be able to bring his own shtar shikhar. So the gavi shtar shikhar kapon should be believed. Again, Rava is very keen. Rava is okay to split up the two things. Say pagi duburi, and Abaya is not. Even in the Bryce's case before, which I already introduced paginan. It could be Abai over there would agree. It has to be. It's a Braisa. Over there, Abai would agree because over there, the master in the shtar wrote Atzmach HaKanei. The master already separated in the shtar Atzmach HaKanei and Menachas HaKanei. Because the master already separated, it's less of you don't have to come on to this Palgina Dibur in the same way. But over here, where it's one statement of Kol Nechasai, Lach, Knui Lach, O Menachasim, which includes the Eva and includes the Asas, it's all mixed together. Over there, you have to come to Palgina Dibur. And what we're understanding is that Rava subscribes to it and Abai does not. Ask the Gemara. So Elam Rava, Echazeh Echazeh. It makes no difference where the shtar was written as Kol Nechasai Knui Lach, or it was written Atzmach Nechasai Knui Lach, where the master separated the Eved and the assets, or he lumped them together. Either way, Atzmach Knui, the Eved is kind himself, Nechasai Knui Lach, but he's not kind of the assets. The Eved is kind of himself, but not the other assets, because we are plugging in. Omer Vadabra Masla Rava, Kiman, who are you going like with this idea? That you're splitting up the words, Kidur Shimon, Dharma Pagina Deburi. It seems like you're subscribing to Shimon's opinion, says Pagina Deburi, which is very nice. It's a Tana that is saying what you're saying. The problem is going to be that we don't pass it that way. The Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Hakesa Kol Chos Vavdei. This is a Mishnah in Peya, in the third parak. A person writes all of his assets to his Eved, Yotzman Chayren, the Eved goes free. Now there's a little bit of a chiddush over here. You say it's Pasha. If he wrote all of his assets as Eved, including in his assets as the Eved should go free. But he never specified the Eved. It would be a normal thing to say, including yourself. He didn't say that. So there's a chiddush that if he writes all of his assets to his Eved, we take for granted the Eved is included in the assets of the Baal, of the master, and therefore the Eved goes free and he's kind of all the assets. Okay. Sheer Kargakoshu. But what if the master said, I'm writing all my assets to Eved except for this piece of land? Then let's mechirin. The Eved doesn't go free. Why? All the master left out of the matana, of the gift, was a piece of land. Eved's not a piece of land. But no, that's not the Vard. Eved's not a piece of land. The Vard is that, like we pointed out a minute ago, the master never said explicitly to the Eved, I'm freeing you too. He didn't say that. He said, I'm writing to you all my assets, and was saying, he was quiet about the Eved. The Eved is included in the assets. So he said, yeah, the Eved's probably included in this matan as well. But once the master starts leaving other stuff out, for example, a piece of karka, tanaka molds, once the master's leaving stuff out, and he never specified that he's freeing the Eved, we have to be concerned. You know what else was left out? The Eved was also left out. So what's he doing? Because think about it. We have a klal, kol masha kana Eved, kana rabbi, whatever the Eved is kana rabbi. So if the rabbi gave the Eved all the assets besides himself, you know what the rabbi did? Nothing. He basically gave Eved everything. Eved's kind of goes back to the rabbi. And unfortunately, he said, what the rabbi is doing, the rabbi is just being mechanefim, as Lashon Rashi. He was doing it just to be mechanefim, to flatter him, saying, you know, I would love to give you everything. That's how much I like you. But in fact, we assume no real transactions taking place, no real kids taking place. The master, once he writes his chasm to Eved and he leaves out a piece of karaka according to Tanakama, we understand that he's leaving out the Eved as well. And if Eved's not kind himself, then all the assets say is kind of go right back to the Baal. And really, it was just a fake gift. It was kind of just a demonstration of his being mechanif, the Eved, but he doesn't really mean it. That's the Tanakama. Reb Shimon Aimer, Reb Shimon argues and says, "Loilu b'mechayrin." No, the eved does go free. Asher mekol the chasasun, the suyin lepleni avdi chutz meechem ribi shemem. The eved will go free unless he says very specifically, "I'm giving all my assets to pleni my slave, besides for one part of a 1/10,000th of my assets." So Reb Shimon saying, if he specified that what he's excluding from the transaction, from the gift, is a piece of karka, eved still goes free because eved is not karka. Therefore, the eved goes free. However, if what he excludes is 1/10,000th of my assets, even though the eved is likely worth a lot more than that, he could mean that in his mind, he's the master, in his mind, the eved is like 1/10,000th of the assets. The point is, since what he left out excluded can be applied to the eved, it could be meant the eved, then the eved is kind of everything but himself, way back to square one, then he's not kind of anything. So Reb Shimon agrees in that case, where the master left it vague what he's leaving out, and that vagueness couldn't apply to the eved, we say it does apply to the eved, and he wasn't freeing him. But the second the master specified what he's excluding, namely, he says, "I'm excluding land," like the Tanagama's case, then we say the master is giving everything to the eved, he's excluding this piece of land, but the eved does go free. But here's the key point. What do you see Pagin Diburi? So Rashi elaborates. Let's think what's going on here. Let's say that master had 10 pieces of land. And he said, "I'm giving everything to my eved besides for a piece of land." He didn't specify which piece of land. So what's going to happen? The eved will be kind of himself, according to Reb Shimon, because the eved was not included in when the master excluded land. That wasn't an exclusion of the eved himself. The eved himself is still going to be kind of himself. But the land, the eved won't be able to get any of it. Why? The master only excluded one piece of land, but we're not sure which piece he excluded. So every single piece of land, the eved cannot take it because maybe this is the piece of land the master excluded. So what's going to come out? The master's his gift to the eved, where he's giving the eved himself, the eved himself as a gift, plus all of his assets besides for one, all the assets besides for one will not go to the eved because we don't know which one for him to take. Whereas the eved himself will go free. That's the Gemara's understanding. That's like a pagin deburei. We're keeping the master's words legabe, having the eved go free, but we're not keeping it legabe, the master being kinda, the eved being kinda all the various lands of the master. Interesting. It's definitely not a classic pagin deburei. Interesting when Rashi explains that's the, because the issue of here is we're not sure which land the master is being excluding, but once we're not sure, therefore the eved cannot take any of the land. Once he can't take any of the land, you should say, once the gift's not working for the land, it shouldn't work for the eved either. No, it's still works with eved. So we see Reb Shimon holds Pagin Diburi. So that's all good. So we have Shita's Tanaim over here, Reb Shimon, who agrees to Pagin Diburi. And the Maris ask a question on Rava, that Rava, Lechor Yershita, Rav Admasa says Yershita Rava, fits like Reb Shimon and says Pagin Diburi. On paper, that sounds great. The problem is, even though Reb Yasi went and praised Reb Shimon for his memra, he says it was a good taichup of the sugi of the halacha. Still, halachur meir halacha is like Tanakama. We didn't say in the mission we just quoted from Peah. We didn't say the Tanakama. We didn't give him a name as it's Rameir, but the stam tana, unless otherwise noted, we assume stam Tanakama is Rameir. So Rameir had said that if the master leaves out any bit of karka, any bit, then we don't split up and say the eved, he was giving the eved as a gift, but the karka he's not giving. No, the halacha is, we just say, the gift is off totally, the eved is not kind of himself. So Rabbi Yossi says, we pass like a mayor. We don't paskin with this pagin diburi. That's the assumption. The machlekes mayor of Shimon is pagin diburi, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, we pass like a mayor. So Rav Ishver, Rav is going with Rabbi Shimon Shita, we don't paskin that way. Says the Gemara, Tanya, where do we see that Rabbi Yossi praised Reb Shimon? Where do we see that he praised Reb Shimon's memra? Tanya, because we learned the Braisa, because Shneimer Dvarim with Reb Yossi, when they said the Machlekes Rameir Reb Shimon in the presence of Rabbi Yossi, Kara Lav Amikra Azeh, he quoted this pasuk to Reb Shimon's memra, Sfasai Mishak. This is the words that people use till today when they have a Gishmak of Pshat. They say, Sfasai Mishak, the lips should kiss, Meshav Dvarim Nechaychim, that who the one that responds with a proper, you know, proper words, proper opinions. So that's actually machlokes, is what that exactly means. Sfasai Mishak. Rashi learns what Sfasai Mishak means. He deserves to be kissed. The person gets a Shikishmak of Pshat. He deserves to be kissed. Tosfos learns what it means is that the listeners, the people listening, will like kiss their lips, they'll close lips because they don't have anything good to respond. They can't respond back. They can't be Meshav. They can't answer back because the Pshat or the explanation is so good. So it leaves the listeners, you know, their mouths are closed. That's the Lashon of Sfasai Mishak. All right, the same idea. It's a praise on the memra, so we're saying they're basically clearly praising Reb Shimon, but again, the question is, Rabbi Yossi didn't pass this way. He passed like a mayor. How could Rava be subscribing to Reb Shimon's opinion? So the Mara answered the question in a very Jewish way with a question. You're saying that Rav Nachman is was quoting that Rashi praised Rabbi Shimon, but passes like a mayor, and you're assuming he passes like a mayor because we don't say Pagani Dibure. So ask the Gemara. When we have Rav Nachman Rachi, is Rav Nachman's subscribed opinion that we don't say Pagani Dibure? Vamar Basi Bamiyam Yam Rav Nachman, Shchimira, Shakosav, Kolchos Avdai, a Shchimira, who writes all of his Zachasim to his Evan. Shchimira writes over all his assets to his Evan. Viyam, nothing to do with Fanechta, Fanechtams. Stam, Shchimira writes over his assets to his Evan. Vamar, and they got better. He got cured. You know, Shchimira writes over his assets. It's like, even if it wasn't given over fully, it's as if it's already, even the words alone are considered like a shtar, it's considered like it's a proper gift. But there's one big tonight. If he gets better, Shchimira is lying on in his bed that he's seemingly going to die. So he gives the gift. It's clear, even if he doesn't stipulate it, it's conditional on him dying. If he dies, then it's like the gifts are gifts. If he gets better, he doesn't want the gifts to be gifts. This is enough minutes, how much he gives away. What if he gives away only, if he gives away even most of his nechassim, but he leaves some over for himself, then we say even if he gets better, it could be the gift is still going to be chai. Why? Because the fact that he left over for himself shows that he entertained the possibility he's going to live. Otherwise, he'd give it all away. And the fact that he left himself shows he entertained the possibility he's going to live, and therefore he meant that as a real matan. Okay, that's not really our point over here. But the point over here is that on the flip side, if let's say he gave everything away, when he gets better, the matan is a chaser. But says the Braisa over here that, it's Rav Yosef Rabbi Yemi, name of Nachman, he says as follows, that if the Shchimira gave everything to his Eved and he got better, chaser ben chasim, he can take back all of the assets that they go back to him, that the Shchimira got better, if the gifts are undone. However, ve'ini chaser ben Eved, he cannot take back this that he gave the Eved as freedom. And the Mark explains, chaser ben chasim, manas Shchimira. You go back on the chasim, that's their classic din of manas Shchimira. Ve'ini chaser ben Eved, but he can't be chaser from the retract, he can't retract from freeing the Eved. Why? Shriyatza alof shem ben chern. Because once the Eved got a shem ben chern, he's considered a ben chern in the street, you can't retract from that gift. But the bottom line is, Legabi the Eved, we're saying, he can't be chaser. The gift is a good gift. Legabi the assets, he could be chaser. Clearly, Rav Meir is agreeing that he could split the Eved from the assets. You're allowed to do Pagani Dibure. So, Rav Nachman. Clearly, Rav Nachman's paskening, we could split, which even Rav Nachman agrees that we do say Pagani Dibure, which means you can't say Rav Nachman was paskening like Rav Meir. We're quoting the Arbasi paskening like Rav Meir over Rav Shimon from a point of view of Paginan. Everyone, according to Rav Nachman, he also subscribes to Baginan, which means Rav Meir also could agree to Baginan. So the Kasha Rav is no longer Shver. The Kasha Rav was that you're passing Rav Shimon as Baginan, we passing Rav Meir who doesn't say Baginan. Not true. The reason for Rav Meir over there cannot be a vert of Baginan or not saying Baginan, because we have Rav Nachman himself who brought the Psak, who himself does subscribe to Baginan. Rather, it must be the Pshat over there in Rav Meir. The reason why, back to that Mechalikas and Peah, the reason why when a master says to his Eved, that I'm giving all my nechassim to you, besides for this field. Why we're saying that not only does Evan not get the field, he doesn't get himself. Once he doesn't get himself, he won't get anything. It's not a vert of Pagina. There's a different vert over there. What's the vert? Elam Ravashi, Hasam at a time. And the reason over there, why, according to Meir, the Evan gets nothing, is Meshub Lei Kus Gituhu. It's a lack of a severance of a get, in this case, get Shechmer. Meaning, the Pasuk writes, describes the get as a Sefer Krisis. A Sefer Krisis has to be a full severance. Over here, we explain this right when we started the Gemara, on the bottom of Chesam Meis, we explain that the master never said to the Eved, I'm freeing you. He said to the Eved, all my nechassim are to you. He may mean all of the nechassim besides the Eved, which of course means the Eved's kind of nechassim, and then Kamash kind of Eved, who still belongs, the Eved still belongs to the master, kind of rabbi, goes right back to the rabbi, and basically we're saying he's nothing. He never specified to free the Eved. But we say, since he didn't say anything, he didn't leave over anything else from the nechassim, he means to free the Eved. But the second he's saying, I'm free, giving everything to you, besides a piece of karka. So once we see he's of the mind to exclude a bit, and he still hasn't included the Eved explicitly, he never explicitly spoke to include the Eved, so that's certainly lacking in a krisis. It's lacking in a clear, definitive description that I am freeing the Eved. The master is not being clear about freeing the Eved. Once not being clear about freeing the Eved, Evetaka doesn't go free. Once it doesn't go free, then, like we said, nothing's going to work. All the assets will come back to the master. But the point is, the chesaron over there is not a palginan chesaron. It wasn't an issue of palginan. It was an issue of not being a clear krisis. That's why it doesn't work in that case. And therefore, it's nothing to do. Rav Meir is not arguing on palginan. Rav Meir could agree to Rav Shimon palginan. So Rava, who subscribes to palginan, is not just like Rav Shimon. He can be like Rav Shimon and like Rav Meir. And therefore, not a kasha on, not a question on Rava. Taisa asks Akasha, back on this idea, before we see next Gemara, of Ma'na Shchimra. Taisa asks, the way Ma'na Shchimra works is, the Shchimra gives the gift, and when he dies, the gift goes into effect, right? We're saying if he recovers, it doesn't. The money, the gift comes back. If he dies, then it goes into effect. Taisa asks, but there's a problem. We have a cloud, ain't get lachamisa. We typically apply by a wife, right? Ain't get lachamisa. By wife, there isn't even a need for a get. Once the husband's dead, automatically she is out of the marriage. But nafkumina could be, there could be nafkumina l'gabe yibum, right? If she's divorced, then she's not subject to yibum. If she just is free because she's a widow, well, a widow could be subject to yibum. But the point is, we have a klal, ain't get lachamisa, side by gitei nashim, side by gitei avadim. You can't give a get after the master is dead. You can't free the concept. He can't be the one that's transacting a get shukr. So he has Tosfos. What's the mechanics over here? By Matnas Chimura, we're saying that by the Eved, the Eved goes free because he can't retract because he already got a shem ben chayin. Yeah, but it's only taking place after the master died. How does it work? Tosfos gives two terutzim. Tosfos first says, and Achami, we must be talking about where the guy wrote mehayayin. He wrote in the get shukr, you're free from today, like if I die from the sickness, right? So he wrote mehayayin. Tosfos then says, maybe even if you didn't write me'ayim, it's understood to me me'ayim. So it's really the same idea, but instead of saying he actually said it, it's understood to me me'ayim. Tosfos addresses more on the topic, but let's leave it for now. Tosfos explains, we view it as if there's me'ayim, and therefore it's chal while he's still alive. There's a very interesting story. It's brought down, I mean, my father, my father, he told us this to us years ago. I thought he had said it to us, but tell us like a story that happened with one of the early, hundreds and hundreds of years ago, one of the Rashivas. Apparently, it's a story brought down as dates back as far as a Medrash, where there was a son that went overseas, went to Pampadisa, or he went to Syria. He went to go learn in one of the big Bat Midrashim, away from his father. His father was a man of means, and amongst his assets, of course, were Avadim. And while the son was away, he got word that his father wasn't well, and he should go back home. His father took seriously ill. He started to travel back home. By the time he got back home, unfortunately, the father had passed on. And the excited Eved comes to the son and says, your father wrote that I can have everything. Your father wrote that everything goes to me, Eved. Except you could pick one thing. You don't want to leave you out totally. He said you could pick one thing. The son was, he was broken. He said, father gave everything to the Eved and nothing, one thing I get. So he went to the Rav. You got the answer, very good. He went to the Rav and he asked the Rav, he went crying to the Rav, look what my father did. And the Rav said, your father's a genius. If he would have left the shtar, splitting up the assets, or giving you everything, the Eved would have never delivered it. But he gave everything to Eved besides for any one thing you pick. He expected you to be a lamdin. You pick the Eved. If you pick the Eved, Tamash Kan Eved, Kan Rabbi, pick the Eved, and then you have everything. So Medrash brings the idea, it's mamash the exact lamdas of our Gemara. Okay. Says the Gemara, further, it said the Mishnah, Yesh of Iron, Yisam B'chazamah. We said if there's Iron, if there are those that are casting doubt on the get, then you, in the case where you weren't able to say, b'fai nechtam, in the case where we're not to say it, so if someone's making error on the get, then what happens? Like, for example, let's say in Eretz Yisrael, well, you don't have to say b'fai nechtam, so you don't have to declare, but if there's someone being error on the get, then what do? You verify the signatures. Ask the Gemara, irikama, how many people are making this, these rumors, this tumult about this get being no good? Elam Irachad, if you say it's just one person making error, we don't even take into account error less than two people. An error of one person is not something we're going to worry about. We don't have to go be kind of the stars based on the error of one aid. So the Elamai, what's the case? Error is trade. We must be talking about a case where there was two aidim protesting and saying, two people saying that this get is no good. So the question then is, what does it help to go be mekayimit? Trey, even if you go get the shtar confirmed, it's still two against two. And what's the halacha? Two against two, we're at a standstill. Mecha samchani, samchani. And let's take a step further. This is a married woman, and you want to get to be a good get, but she's Becheska's sister, she's a married woman. If you have two and two, we leave status quo, that she's still married. So it's not going to work. What's going on over here? Says Gemara, Ela ir the Baal. You're right. We're not talking about error of two, because that would be a taka problem. We'd be at a standstill of chair tray. Rather, it's ir the Baal. It's the husband making the error. And again, we go back, and we say, Avada maker, Dimna Tera was saying, we don't take into account the error of one person. And we're not worried about it. But they're abundant. When the husband's casting doubt on the get, we need to get rid of these aspersions, these negative, he's going to spread false rumors that wasn't a good get, and therefore we need to deal with it by being mekayim with become the signatures of the get to dismiss the Baal's claims. Okay, maybe get me to siyam. One who brings a get from the siyam, and he can't say for whatever reason he can't say. We had this idea already in the Gemara earlier. The Gemara, I'm going to have the exact same repeat Gemara in a moment. I'll kill the suspense. Why can't he say for nechtav? Manav shechet, he can't talk. He's a pasul shliach. Can't bring the get bechlal. Cases where he was able to talk till he delivered it. The moment he delivered it, he lost his words. Okay, so he became a chayav. he became a Chayrish. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Emish of Edim, he's kind of a Chasamav. If there's Edim, then you rely on that, we become the signatures right away. Once you become the signatures, you don't have to worry again about the error. Says the Mishnah, Echa Gita Nashim, and this is going to be a big focus for the rest of the Daf, Echa Gita Nashim, Echa Shikhar Vadim, whether it's talking about Get Avisha, whether it's talking about the Kishar Shikhar of an Eved, Shavu Lamelech Lamevi, they have the same Alach Lagabi, bring your Get to, from Eretz Yisrael or taking it to Eretz Yisrael, meaning that what? That in both cases, you have to say, and it works. Not you, if the shlech that clears it, but it also works. Even though it's only one shlech, one aid, it works. Mendrachim is one of the ways. The Gemara is going to bring three ways and potentially another three ways that Shishavu Gitin Hashem, the Shukra Vadim. This Mishnah's case of Fanech Nechtam is one of the ways that Gerisha is similar to Get Eved. We're going to go through a whole list of them on the bottom, towards the bottom of the Amid and on the base. Okay. Says Gemara, on the first line of the mission, that person means Yafin Yisiyam, and he cannot say Fanech Fanech. What's the case? My Nechalemer, Elaim, if it sounds familiar, it should, it's almost word for word a Gemara from a few blah back. My Enech Lemer, what does it mean? He's Enech Lemer, he's unable to say Fanech Fanech. Elaim, Echerish, if you say he's actually a Cherish, he's deaf mute. Cherish, Parsi, Gitu, is a Cherish fit to be a Shliach, to bring the Get? Is a Cherish fit to be a Shliach, to bring the Get? Says the Gemara, Vatanan. Hakok Shem Lavi Eskei Get Chutz Mecheirish Shait VeKatan. Everyone's kosher to be a shliach, to be Meilech to get, except for a Cheirish VeKatan. They're not Bnei Das. They're not the Parsha. Amar Beisiv Hachmai Skin Kanshin Oslo Kishu Pekech. He gave her the get when he was still Pekech. His Beklam Before Nechtav Ashes Charesh, but he didn't get a chance to declare Before Nechtav until he became Mecheirish. Now the truth is, when we had the Gemara a couple of ago, I think it's Naftalon, we pointed out back then that we had rice both the Kan and the Kan, whether or not Before Nechtav has to be said at the moment of the delivery, or at least just connect with delivery. On the one hand, it sounds like it has to be. At the later in the daf, it says you should take the get back, give it again, and declare. It sounds like it has to be said at the moment of delivery. And indeed, after, as I found, I forgot to mention it this year, after they found that there's a teisvus, teisvus says it has to be teich de diber of the delivery. You got to declare in front of Fanechtam. That's part of the process. Over here in this Gemara, they had this identical Gemara back 5 months ago. This Gemara, which says that he delivered the get and then didn't get a chance to say it. It sounds like it's not something you'd say immediately, because otherwise it's a very, very wild akimta. It's not just an akimta the guy delivered a get, and on the day he delivered it, or shortly after, before he had a chance to say it, he became deaf mute. It's at that second, because the only time you have to say it is that moment. So he delivered it, he was able to talk, and that 1 second that he's supposed to say it, right then, he became deaf mute, at that moment. It's a very, very unique case, very specific case, but that seems to be the pshat, if you hold like the place saying, that's got to be technically deeper. Okay. Says the Gemara further. Ech gidrash mech shikhur vadim, say gidrashim, say shikhur vadim, we're saying this klal that fayinach tefanachtam works. Actually, just talking about Taisvus. Taisvus says, second about Taisvus. Shavu lemayel chamev. He said the Mishnah that get shikhur is like get isha, that you're allowed to do fayinach tefanachtam, and one eid is believed to testify, and it's mekayim mishnar. Vim teimer. Second, Taisvus second from the bottom. Four lines up from the bottom of the page. Bishlama isha hamisham iguna. By an isha, there's a concept of igun. We don't want it to be, you know, to be in a situation where she's stuck, where she has no get. The husband gave a get, but you're not making the get kosher. She's ishish there. So, al it's igun. We don't want it to be stuck, trapped, and therefore we're mekel. Alva evin ma'in yesh himisham the aspas chayin v'shivcha leleisvei haishliach evin get zeh shevim yizyam v'leisav v'shivcha manam shach. If the problem is, we know, we find the concept, we have many times in Shas, where the Mechloikis Beshav Yisilo, about a Chatzi, after Chatzi Ben Chayrin, that Yisilo says, he works one day for himself, one day for the master, one day for himself, one day for the master. Beshav says, to Kantam as Rabbi, like to Kantam as Atzmai, you fixed him, the Rabbi, but you didn't fix the Eved himself. Why? Because, yes, it's a very nice setup monetarily, one day he works for himself, one day he works for the Rabbi, and he switches, and for Shabbos he's off. But what's going to be with his marriage? He can't marry Ben Chayrin, Abbas Chayrin, because he's Chatzi Eved. He can't marry Shivcha, because he's Chatzi Ben Chayrin, and therefore he won't get married. To not get married at all, Leisavro L'Shavis Yisrael, the brother marries the Pasuk, that the world's created to be inhabited, can't be. Rather, Beishamah says, you force the master to free him, you write a star of the value that the master still has, the 50% value of the Eved, the Eved's going to owe that money to the Rabbi, but you force the Rabbi to free the Eved. Chazru Beis Hillel, Karis and Beishamah. Beisil switched and said, Beishamah is right. Beisil said, Beishamah is right. We force the master. What's the point? The point of all this, Taisus is kind of alluding to this in his question. He's saying, Bishlama, when you have a chatzi, I understand that the Eved can't get married. Over here, you can get married. You can marry Shifcha. It's like, yes, we can't marry Basmarion, but you can marry Shifcha. So what's the problem? Taisus could even add another slap to the question that, L'chayra, we have a mitzvah of La'ilumam Tavaydu. There's an issur to free an Eved. You have cases that serve mitzvah, you can free an Eved for a minion, for this, that. But Be'etzem, the Torah says, Lamed Tavaydu, there's a mitzvah to keep the Eved Kanani as ever forever. So, on the contrary, why are we busy trying to aid and make an easier get shit for a verify the signatures. What's the point? But get Isha, I understand, we don't want to be trapped. What's the purpose? But ultimately Tosis kind of backs down and says, the chash of Egan is called Egan. You know why? Hada Asr Bibaskharin. First of all, the fact that he's Asbaskharin, you know, the fact that he can only marry Shifkan Abaskharin, that's already considered a little bit of Egan, Taisa says, which is almost like the opposite and about face, and about face from his original question. But furthermore, Taisa sticks in, he also doesn't have all the mitzvahs, right? Evan only has mitzvahs like Anisha. He doesn't have all the mitzvahs, and therefore, being free is considered like a get of Egan. He's being trapped that he cannot go and do mitzvahs properly and marry Bastard. We just said yesterday, we had a beautiful chilek that we spoke out that when it comes to a chatzi from Yeshua Salvechik, when it comes to Evan having mitzvahs like an Isha, we pointed out that in Lumdus, there's a difference that an Isha is she has mitzvahs because she's Kaddish, she's Am Yisrael. She has different mitzvahs than a man, but she's Kaddish, she's Am Yisrael. Whereas an Evan has a din that she has mitzvahs like an Isha, but not necessarily mitzvah Kedusha. So I'm not sure if that fits better in Taisvus or worse in Taisvus. Taisvus is saying that he doesn't have mitzvahs. If you held that he has mitzvahs like an Isha, just he doesn't have mitzvahs like a man and he is a man, so it makes sense that we want to bring him to the stage of being having mitzvahs fully like a man. But if you hold that it's just a din that he has mitzvahs, he doesn't really have any kedusha to have the mitzvahs, so why are we so busy trying to get him to have all the mitzvahs? Or you could say the opposite, you could say on the contrary, Adarabba. He has no kedusha b'chlal, and now being free will give him the opportunity to have kedusha and to have all the mitzvahs. That alone is a reason to want to make him free. Again, you still have to contend with the idea of la'ilam b'tavaydu. Okay, but Taisa says we are considering it an extent of a category of igun, and we're makel to say b'fanech v'nech that works even by an evet. Okay, says the Gemara. In three ways, the get of Nashim is similar to the get of Avadim as follows. First one's in the Mishnah. Maybe the Gabe bringing a get to and from Eretz Yisrael with the decorations of Fanechta, and it works. Fanechta works, even though it's Erechet. Number two, the kol get, that's both by Gerisha and get Evid. The kol get sheish of eight kusi puzzle. Typically, a star, get over here means star. A star that has eight kusis puzzle, chos begitin ashv shukhavadam, by kitin ashv shukhavadam, we say that even eight kusi signing on is kusher. And lastly, the Rashi points out that we'll see more about that in tomorrow's daf, and daf yud. We'll have it tonight in Mitzvah, Shavuot night. And lastly, chol shtaris tafameis, ha'elim, barakoyas, shavichavim, afal pishach esmeh, mevichavim, ksherim, all stories that come from the Goyish courts, even if the Eidim that sign on it are Goyish Eidim, it's fine, it's a star, it works. Such a star does work. What does Rashi say? Second line, top of the page, Rashi Ksheirin, the Dina Machos Adina, and therefore, even though the two parties involved are Yidin, once the star is went out in the Gesh courts, that star is a valid star. You know where it's not a valid star? This is the other way. Then over here, Gaisha courts, Gaisha Edom do not work. Jump into Taisha. I say it outside because we're short on time. Top Taisha says, why? Why do Gaisha signatures, Gaisha court, Dina Machosdina, great, so it works by stars. So why doesn't it work by Isha? Why doesn't it work by Ganisha? Taisha brings four reasons why it doesn't work. Taisha says, number one, Lavne Krisis Anu. They're not in the Parsha of Krisis, and therefore they can't sign. Number two, Taisha says, to be in Lishma, you need to be Lishma, and they're not considered trusted to be able to do Lishma. Number three, Taisa says, they're not B'nai Shlichus, they're not in the Parsha of Shlichus. That's what we're going to focus on for a second. And then Taisa says, number four, for the annotations, Taisa says, Vait, that the Pasla Eidus. Pasla the Pasla Eidus, so the Gabi Mamnes, and the courts, fine, Diyam Chazina, but the Gabi get in a condition, it's not going to work. But on that third idea, Taisa brings four reasons why Gaisha signature is no good on a get. Taisa says, it's because they're not B'nai Shlichus. What does it mean B'nai Shlichus? When a husband has a get written for his wife, I understand that the person writing the get is a shliach, the person delivering it, the Edom. Edom can't be a shliach. The halacha is that anything I can't do myself, I can't have a shliach do for me. The husband cannot be the aid on the get. So how could the aid be a shliach for the husband? Rav Shtak Ara says, Rav Hershach the Shlita and Sefer Eretz Tzvi. Beautifully, this is a real brisk of art, the lumdus, that when the Edom are signing on the get, they're doing two things. One is testifying, and that the husband can't do. Avada, therefore you can't be a shliach on behalf of the husband to testify. That doesn't work. But the Edom are also part of the ksivas aget. They're part of the writing, the making of the get. The husband is the one. V'kasav l'sefer krisis, Torah says, husband must divorce his wife. V'kasav l'sefer krisis, he's supposed to write for a get to divorce her. He's the one that writes the get for his wife to divorce her. It's on him. He can't write it. Okay, the sefer writes it, but it's really on him to write the get. The Edom are doing that part. When they sign the get, they're doing part of the Vekasavla. After that, they're a shliach. For that part, the shlichus, Gayim alav me'shlichus anu, and therefore the signature is no good. But there's two tzvei dinim. One is giving it a status of a get, and one is being a testimony about the get. Avad the testimony, they're out of the husband's out of the parsha, they're not serving as a shliach for the testimony. But the Gabi making it a get, giving it a shame get, that they're serving as a shliach for the husband. Okay, says Gemara, according to Meir, there's a fourth connection between Gittin and Gitte Noshim and Gitte Avadim. Haimer 10 gets a lish. The guy says, give this get to my wife. We shashach is al avdi. And the guy says, give this get to my wife or give this shashach to my Evan. If he wants to be chayza on both, he'll be chayza for Meir. Meir says, he can be chayza on both. Meaning, what's this? This is the famous sigya of Zachal al Shabbifanav. If I give something as a gift for Reuven, but I give it to Shimon I give it to Shimon. If it's a schus for Reuven, the second Shimon picks it up, he's kind of Reuven, and therefore I can't retract. So says Rameir, it's a schus for an Evan to go free. Opposite. It's not a schus for an Isha to be divorced, even if she says she's trying to tire her husband. Deep down, we say it's not a schus. And Rameir holds it's not a schus for an Evan to go free either. Rameir is not a schus for an Evan to go free. The Chum make a split for an Evan to go free. Yeah, he gives up. He can't be with Shvachas anymore. He gives up some of his freedom. But the bottom line is, ironically enough, the freedom of being an Evan. But the point is, overall, it's better to be a free man. Shabbat say it's considered a schus, and therefore the master cannot retract if he gives the get shikur to someone on behalf of his Evan. He can't retract because it's a schus for Evan. Rameir says the master could retract not just by an Evan, not just by Nisha, even by Evan. It's both considered a chayiv. They're both considered overall a chayiv, and therefore you're trapped. So there's a fourth scenario that Gitei Nashim and Gitei Avadim are the same, specifically according to our mayor, not according to Chum. Says the Gemara, Bishlam and Rabbanan, so according to Rabbanan, when we said in the Braisa, a list of three cases that Gitei Nashim and Shikra Avadim are equal, it said the number three, you know why? Meaning the Mutah Hai to Hadar Meir. The number three couldn't exclude this fourth case, which is only according to our mayor, that they don't agree with. Elar Meir, 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 according to mayor, what does the number three come to exclude? According to the number, anyway, the number is four, but it's coming to exclude a case that he does not agree that Evid and get Shikr and get Isha the same. The Mutti Hadatayim comes to exclude the following Braisa. Adam Sheini De Lachta. Let's say Adam don't know how to sign, they don't know how to write their names. Makaran Lehem Niyar Chalak. You etch, what Rashi is about is you carve it out on a blank parchment, which is interesting because carving out is writing like a writing. You carve it out, and then you fill in into the etchings. You fill in ink. You let these people who can't write the name, they fill in ink on the indentation where it's etched into the paper, and that's considered enough that they're writing it. Taisus actually doesn't seem to disagree with Rashi in concept that would be called writing, even though writing was etched in, still called writing. Taisus doesn't like it as a taisus of the words, but Karen sounds like you rip, and therefore Taisus learns this means the original idea of a stencil. Right, what's it called? The silk screen sefer, right? The silk screen. There's the original deal of the silk screen. For a star, you take one piece of paper, you carve out, you mamash tear out how they would write their names, and then they just fill the empty space. You put it on top of another paper, and they trace inside that empty space, they write their names. So again, machlokes rashi is exactly what it means, but similar ideas. We're helping them sign their names, and it works. I'm Rishon Gamil. When do we say this? When does this work? Because Yinashim. We say dafki Yinashim. Ironically enough, we're being lenient to a goal to let it work. Dafki Yinashim. Avashikur Avadim Mishar Kol Shtaris. But by even get Shikur and other Shtaris, then we say Imbedu Likuris Lachtem Chesmin. If they know how to read, we didn't speak about that yet, and sign, then good, placement, they could sign. If they can't read, or they can't sign themselves, then it doesn't work. So you have over here, a case where there's this eitzah of doing a stencil, etching it for the Edom, and we're saying it only works for Get Isha, not for Get Evid. That's the case. Rameh said that our list, our number, our count of cases that Isha and Get Shikur are the same comes to exclude this case where they're not the same. That's the point of the count. Okay. The Mar just asked, you told me about if you stuck in this last memra in the Peshim Gamil, if the Edom don't know how to read, then they can't sign. Who said anything about reading? We were talking about signing. So Maxim says, yeah, it was missing in this in the Braisa. Here's a read of Hachtani. Here's you have to understand the Braisa. Adam Shane, Adam the Grace, Adam don't know how to read, Karen Lefan Chaisman. If they don't know how to read, you read in front of them and they can sign. You read in front of them and they're able to sign. Shane them looked them. If they don't know how to sign, mark on them, you etch it or you make a stencil for them and they sign. Taisus jumps all over this. You read in front of them and they sign. I look for that should be Adam to be aid. They're not, it's like hearing an aide who hears testimony from another aide who hears testimony. You can't do that. You can't have an aide to be aide. Taisa says that no. Taisa says that since it's in front of them and there's no suspicion that the people who are reading are lying, so they're just testifying that the shtar actually, that there was a shtar that actually took place. The fact that they can't read themselves is not a problem. I understand the kasha a lot better than the terrorists. I mean, don't call aide to be aide. How can they sign something that they don't know? The guy could be making up what he's reading. How does that work? I don't fully understand that, but okay. Taisa's address is aide to be aide. Aide to be aide, he says, not an issue, but I understand why it's overall still not an issue. Okay. The Suleka, are there more cases? I know it's late, but this is copyright on the line. The Suleka, are there any more cases? I have a ikka, meaning, are there not any more cases where get Isha and get Shikur are similar? The guy says, give this get to my wife, or the shashach to my Eved. When Mace, the guy dies, let you know Lachamisa. We referenced this earlier in the daf today. You can't give it Lachamisa, taste it on mouth, ask Kash based on this. But if he says, through Manal Plaini, you Mace, you know Lachamisa. Monetary transactions, you could give after Misa. Get Shikron, get Eved, and get Isha. Cannot go after Misa. That's another case where they're similar. Answers the Gemara, Kik Tani Milsa Blessed Bishtaros. Milsa Diz Bishtaros, Lake Tani. The price was only listing cases that are unique to Gittin and to get Shechur that don't apply by other Shtaros. But if it applies by other Shtaros, meaning this idea that that you can't give after Misa, it applies to other Shtaros as well, and therefore it's not unique to get Isha and get Shechur, therefore it's not considered, we won't call it a similarity. The Shalach Rav Mishayit Ravo, Havideh Mishalach Rav Lazul Gaila, Mishim Rabbeinu, the brother sent the Gaila in the name of Rabbeinu, Shchimra Shamar Kisvu Tunu Manu Lepleini, Shchimra that was very sick, and he writes, Kisvu write Tunu Manu Lepleini, he said specifically, write and give it to Pleini, when Mason he dies, over there, Ein Kaisvu Vinaisen, you can't write and give it after he dies, why? Shalmai Gamak Naisen of Vishar, because he, by specifying, sounds like he wanted to give it dafka b'shtar, vein shtar lachamisa, and shtar doesn't work lachamisa, so that same din of shtar not work lachamisa applies by geisha, by get shikhar, but also by other monetary shtars, and therefore it doesn't make the list of something unique to geisha and get shikhar, because it's by other shtars as well. We'll have to pause over here, pick up Mitzvah tonight. Glean Eder, good job to everyone. We want to do tonight, we're starting at 12:15. We'd like to cover two blocks, Friday's block and Shabbos' block. Have a good job, Dave. 12:15 a.m.